in both the gospel, in the epistles, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, and in Revelation. The three writings of John, life is a very important thing. People, look, let's talk in human terms. Let's talk in human terms. Two people have life. One is miserable, unhappy, bitter, angry. And I mean they're able to go on cruises, they're able to go here, they're able to do that, they're able to do a lot, and they're always bitter. They're always complaining. They're always angry, hurt. Another person, both these people are what we'd say physically alive. The other person thoroughly enjoys life, wherever, whatever. It doesn't really matter. They enjoy it. They can make an adventure going to the grocery store, which is just nauseating. But they can do it. They enjoy life. Now, I'm speaking in human terms. Now, both are alive, but both do not have life. Two people can be married. Two different sets of people can be married and not have a good marriage, have a marriage. What we're talking about here, when he talks about life, eternal life and spiritual life that you and I have, the quality of it, the enjoyment of it, that becomes very important to John. We receive eternal life by faith in the first coming, the first sending of God. We receive spiritual life under the same pattern. I hope to show you that all the way through Scripture, God is showing it's the same pattern all the way through. As you receive eternal life, this is how you're going to receive spiritual life. What happens is a lot of people, saved by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, but then they have spiritual life, they change the definition. Now I've got to work, and now I've got to do, now I've got to obey all the rules, and then I'll get spiritual life. No. God is trying to show us it's the same all the way through. There are people who can see, no, it's not. Grace to have eternal life is just faith in Jesus Christ, and boom, that's it. No work. But when it comes to trying to get life in the Christian life, they change the definition of all these words. Now you've got to do for God. You've got to obey all the rules. You've got to do all this if you want to have life, spiritual life. Now, what God is trying to show us is, it's always the same program. I'll just give it to you if you just trust me. You want life? I'll give it to you. You don't have to work. You want eternal life? Just trust the one I send. Now you're saved and you're a Christian. You want spiritual life? You want happiness?